This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Armenia and Azerbaijan agreed to a new humanitarian ceasefire that began at 20 hours GMT. Both sides accused each other earlier of fresh attacks in violation of a week-old Russian brokered truce that had failed to halt the worst fighting in the South Caucasus since the 1990s. Iran's foreign ministry says a long-standing UN embargo on arms sales to and from Iran expired early Sunday in line with a 2015 landmark nuclear deal. The embargo on the sale of arms to Iran was due to start expiring progressively beginning Sunday under the terms of the UN resolution. French officials say a suspect shot dead by police after the gruesome beheading of a teacher near Paris was an 18-year-old Moscow-born Chechen refugee. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Anti-terrorism prosecutor Jean-Francois Ricard says an investigation for murder with a suspected terrorist motive had been opened. The suspect, who'd been granted a 10-year-old residency in France as a refugee in March and was not known to intelligence services, had been armed with a knife and an airsoft gun, which fires plastic pellets. Ricard added a text claiming responsibility for killing the teacher and a photograph were found on the suspect's phone. The suspect was shot dead after he failed to respond to orders to put down his arms and acted in a threatening manner. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Nigerians took to the streets of Lagos Saturday to join mounting protests against police brutality. More than 10,000 demonstrators clogged roads, bringing the center of the economic hub to a standstill. Anger over abuses by the police's notorious Special Anti-Robbery Squad erupted into widespread demonstrations last week, forcing the government to scrap the unit. From Washington, this is VOA.